Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Laura making landfall near Cameron, Louisiana, with maximum sustained winds of 150 miles an hour. Those winds weakening a bit in the past hour, and parts of southeast Texas are thankful to have been missed by the worst of the storm. Jefferson County spokesperson Allison Getz says the Golden Triangle region around Beaumont was extremely lucky.
We're praying for the folks in Louisiana who have seemed to sustain a significant damage during the storm. I don't know why, but it appears like we've dodged a bullet.
California firefighters making progress in their battle against wildfires as tens of thousands continue to evacuate. Over 700 fires have started in the state in the past 2 weeks, and seven people have died in the fires. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Economic reports released this morning, one of them showing the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits did drop by 98,000 last week to 1 million. But economist Joel Naroff says there are still jobs being lost.
The next employment report will be released on September 4th, and given the high number of job losses, it could be a lot less than hoped for.
Meanwhile, the nation's economy did not slow down as much in the second quarter as analysts had predicted, but it still contracted quite a bit, the second reading on GDP. During the second quarter, down 31.7% on an annual basis, experts had predicted about a 32.5% drop. And in still more economic news, Fed Chair Jerome Powell is giving Wall Street investors a reason to keep the red-hot markets going, announcing that the Fed will allow inflation to run hotter than it normally would to help the nation recover. And this is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Senior White House advisor Kellyanne Conway is about to leave the Trump administration, saying she needs to spend more time on family matters. But last night, she spoke at the national convention and touted President Trump's record on hiring women to key roles in the administration. Conway telling the RNC that women's empowerment has never just been a slogan in her experience. Meanwhile, Conway did say everyday American heroes also have a champion in President Trump, as she cited teachers, small business owners, and veterans. Employers might soon have to decide whether to require their workers to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Public policy and legal experts have differing opinions. Some say companies concerned about liability, health, and safety issues are going to have to make vaccinations mandatory for their employees. Others say mandates could backfire in light of a recent Gallup poll that shows more than 1 in 3 Americans say they wouldn't get a coronavirus vaccination even if it was free and approved by the FDA. and increased fencing is back up around the White House. Crews putting another new fence up ahead of President Trump's Republican National Convention speech that's scheduled for this evening. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, and great to have a real treat for you. We have none other than Diamond and Silk. We're going to be talking about their new book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch? Diamond and Silk, good to have you with us. How are you?
Oh, we're wonderful. I hope you're doing well.
And thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely blessed, and blessed to be talking to you about your new book. Now, you write, I appreciate what you wrote about in the kind of the pre-intro of the book, which is a little bit of the story and how you got here. Diamond, why don't you break that down for our audience, if you would?
Well, listen, I was watching it on TV, the candidate, Donald Trump, announcing he's running for president. I thought what I was doing. I called my sister. I said, girl, I said, cut on your TV. Now, I know it's turn on your TV. I said, cut on your TV. I said, Donald Trump is announcing he's running for president.
And I thought what I was doing. I cut on the TV. I didn't turn it off, but I cut it off.
she called me back halfway through. She said, girl, she said, this is going to be the next president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't think anything of it, but we noticed how the left-wing media started throwing him under the bus, calling him out of his name. We didn't like it. We spoke out about it. We just didn't know all of these people were going to hear it.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Exactly. Well, Silk, what was it about Donald Trump that spoke, you know, that spoke to your spirit in a way? I mean, because after hearing Donald Trump, you go, wait a minute, this guy's the guy for a
That's
time
right.
such as this, right?
Well, see, with everything that we saw going on in our country, especially under a black president, Barack mm-hmm. Hussein Obama, we were like, wait a minute, how is it that people are losing their jobs and how is it that nobody have any money to pay for anything, and just the destruction and everything that we saw was going on, it seemed like no one had answers for that. But then whenever at the time Donald Trump, when he started talking about this and speaking about it, and he was like, you know, we're going to secure the borders, we're going to bring back jobs, I was like, wait a minute. He's talking about the solutions needed that need to be implemented in our country, in our communities, especially within the black community. And when mm-hmm. I saw him talking like that, not in fear of going toe-to-toe against the status quo and just calling out the obvious. It seemed
yes.
like the other political people, they were scared to just really talk about this thing and say exactly what was going on. But Donald Trump, he just called it straight out, you know, mm-hmm. what's going on at the borders and how they're bringing in illegal aliens is crossing the borders and so forth. And then with our jobs going overseas and how he's going to bring it back and how our country has been ripped off and how they won't be able to rip us off anymore. And I said, you know what? This is who we need right here. We don't
right.
need any more career politicians. telling us a bill of lies and promising us and giving us empty goods. We need somebody that's not afraid to just call a thing, and we need somebody that don't just speak about it, but he be about it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Diamond, you know, for you as a black woman, and as Silke just mentioned, I mean, we came off of 8 years, first black president, black American president, and maybe some of us, me included, thought that maybe there would be a healing of the racial divide in our country. Maybe once and for all, we might be able to get on the other side of this and truly live out the aspirational vision of Martin Luther King Jr., that it's no longer about the color of our skin, but the content of our character.
Right, I agree. But if you notice, up under the Obama administration, we saw us become more divided. Mm-hmm. There was no getting together. It was, people were burning down their community. There was always something, somebody bickering about race. Obama did not do anything for the black community. He ran on hope and change.
Mm-hmm.
We was hoping things were going to change, and he made out with a lot of change.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at all of that, you said, you know what? We didn't want another career politician. Obama was a career politician who really was doing what Hollywood wanted him to do,
that's
and
right.
not what the average American people wanted him to do.
That's
so that's why we got Trump. President Trump, he's not a career politician. He's a businessman, and we really truly believe he have the master plan to make America great again. If you look at everything that he's done, unemployment at an all-time low, home ownership all-time high,
mm-hmm.
what he's done with HBCUs, giving more money to that.
Mm-hmm.
Than any president in history, second chance through the First Step Act, opportunity zones. So he's done a lot for black America, all America.
That's right.
So I'm so happy that we voted for
yes.
a businessman instead of a career politician. So and let me tell you something. The civil unrest that we are experiencing in our country now, you have to remember that's organized and planned by the left.
That's right.
They want this foolishness to keep going. Because when President Trump became the president, I really thought that we were starting to understand each other.
And, you know, we write about all of that in the book Uprising. And you can get
right.
the book at diamondandsilkbook.com. We write about all of that, our experience with that when it comes down to NAFTA, when we worked in manufacturing, how we saw the jobs go overseas, how we saw illegal aliens come in and take our jobs. We write about everything in the book.
Well, it seems that so much of what President Trump, as you said, Silk and Diamond, and agreed as well, is that was just common sense. I mean, he spoke to the hearts of, as he said in his inauguration speech, the forgotten man and woman. I mean, we all got left in the dust and we're wondering what is going on with our country. But here we are today where we have such a dramatic and clear choice between a group of socialists and anarchists that want to do everything they can to destroy the American dream and the U.S. Constitution. And not to mention, let's not forget the one who you dedicated Uprising to is God himself.
Absolutely.
Amen to that.
Look at what's happening in our country.
Mm-hmm.
The anarchy, the wanting to defund the police, the
mm-hmm.
burning of the Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't the left saying anything about that?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah.
Why isn't they saying, because they are part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Do you want to be living in anarchy? Do you want to be living in chaos and confusion?
That's right.
If not, you better vote for President Donald J. Trump.
That's right.
And the reason why is he's trying to put a stop to this while you have the left vilifying him for trying to stop criminality,
mm-hmm.
which
right.
is crazy.
That's right. And look at how they're removing God
yes.
from the anthem. Just look at what you see going on the left. If you are a Christian on the sound of my voice, if you believe in God, if you believe in life, there's no way on this God's green earth that you will be voting for a Democrat because they believe in killing babies.
Mm-hmm.
They
right.
believe in abortion. They don't believe in you giving life and having life. They believe in you taking life.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, you all better wake up and smell the coffee. People have been preaching in their church talking about thou shall not kill, but you're going to be voting for someone that do not have a problem with you killing your baby?
Right.
Better
yeah.
think about that.
Right.
Yeah, killing your baby or selling baby parts.
How?
And then you end up the person who reveals it and brings it to the light, David Dalyden. He's the only one that goes to jail. Planned Parenthood, nobody went to jail on this. And, of course, oh, let me think. Oh, Kamala Harris was overseeing that, right?
Mm. Okay. And when I look at her and Jim Crow Joe, I call call them Bonnie and Clyde. Mm-hmm. One wrote the crime bill and the other one enforced it. This is what we have going on in our country. Mm-hmm. These people have done nothing for this country. They've been in office, Joe, 47 years, Kamala, with everything she's been in government, with everything she's done from prosecutor up until now, 20-some years.
Mm-hmm.
So collectively together, that's almost 70-some years. What have they done for the betterment of America?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing. Why do you think that they were trying to convince America during the four nights of the DNC convention?
Mm-hmm.
They have
mm-hmm.
no solutions. They don't even have a track record that has helped America.
And here's the sad mm-hmm. thing. They use actors and actresses to do it.
That's what
right. I'll tell you what. We've got to go to break. Quick break. We'll be back with more from Diamond and Silk after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh an independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. With us is Diamond and Silk, their brand new book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You know, I loved that you brought in into the story that both of you, you're 45 years old, we got the 45th president, and I don't know about you, but being a man of faith, and I consider myself a theologian, and I look at numbers, not as a numerologist per se, but I know numbers are important to God. And God tells me that 45 is a significant number. Do you know what 45 stands for?
No, I don't.
Loyalty.
Well, we are loyal.
You are loyal. I know you are. I can tell.
We are very loyal. And we are
President Trump's loyal supporters.
The most loyal. I've seen people come around. I've seen people jump on the Trump train. And you know, we're not sure. We've been here from day one. You can say we invented the train. So 45, if that stands for loyal, T, that's Diamond and
that's
Silk.
That's Diamond and Silk, and that's fine order.
That is appropriate. What are you making of the contrast? You mentioned a little bit about the DNC, four nights that they did the best they could. I mean, it was really, you know, it was like you just, you know, in a way I can appreciate with people that enjoy NASCAR because they go and they watch and they're there waiting for an accident to happen. And there in watching the DNC, sadly, it was just like, this is not happening. And then you have the contrast of the Republican convention, and it's blowing them right out of the water.
Well, let me tell you something. It was the DNC was a hot mess, and it felt more like a funeral. And Jim Crow Joe Biden should have just came out and just said Jesus wept and went on back in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So he really didn't give a good speech. He didn't bring the country together. He have us running from him. I mean, they brought out Hollywood. The reason why they brought out Hollywood to try to convince you, they brought out Barack and Michelle Obama. They were like an uncle and an aunt trying to convince you to go against your morals and your standards by voting for someone that hasn't done anything for America, that pushed a crime bill, mm-hmm. that had black men locked up, that called black men predators on the Senate floor, used the N-word several times on that Senate floor, mm-hmm. Was hand-in-hand with a former KKK member and reached across the aisle with segregationists, and he didn't have to reach far because it was right there in the Democrat Party.
That's
but
right.
You had them trying to convince us. You know what I love about the RNC and the President of the United States? They don't have to convince anybody. You know why? Because President Trump has a track record. All they have to do is tout. This is what he has done.
Yeah.
This is what he has done in my life. I was this, and this is what has happened.
Exactly.
That's what we've got on our side. See, you got somebody now with a record, a proven record. Promises made, promises kept.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, I often say if you want to see what somebody is going to do, look at what they've done. And to your point, you know, promises made, promises kept time and again. But yet when you have 95% of that which is being propagandized by this mainstream media, it's no wonder, you know, people are confused and wondering what's going on and how, you know, the president is handled. They want to say mishandled COVID-19. I think that all things considered, he's done a wonderful job, you know, in fighting this pandemic and keeping us informed. But we need to understand, even with you know, the scientists of the Faucis and Burks and others who are all, you know, trying to find a solution here. I mean, who did Joe Biden say he was going to go to? But the very same people that Donald Trump has already enlisted.
Is already
Absolutely.
Doing. That's right. And look at how the left is weaponizing this virus, using American people as a pawn,
mm-hmm.
in
yes.
order to push this particular agenda,
mm-hmm.
just to gain power.
And why is the left blaming President Trump for mishandling? Why don't we blame China,
mm-hmm.
for having it spread?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we blame the WHO, who Bill Gates is in the tank with, giving them money, and who Biden said, hey, when I become president, we gonna fund the WHO, the same WHO that said that threatened the president of the United States with more body bags.
Mm-hmm.
Why we are
right.
not blaming and the WHO, who's supposed to protect America, what did they do?
Mm-hmm.
They concealed a lot of things from America with having to do with China. Why isn't anybody saying anything about that?
Mm-hmm.
I think that the president has done phenomenally well with making sure that the American people are protected when it comes to this pandemic. I think
well, that's
he's done a phenomenal job.
Exactly, and that's why he cut funding to the WHO, because they've done us no favors. And not to mention, I mean, what do you make of Facebook using WHO as the standard? If anybody says anything against the WHO, your Facebook account is canceled.
Well, then that lets me know, is Facebook in the bed with them too?
That's right.
I mean, it's like you have to start looking into what the heck going on here.
Yes.
That's what you have to start doing. What's going on here? Why is it that you have the social medias? Everybody is like in cahoots.
That's right.
What's going on with this here? I'm really, in my humble opinion, listen, a lot of the cases were being inflated.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
Yeah.
It's no longer a conspiracy theory. It's a theory. It's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things surrounding this pandemic was a scam, in my opinion. And people need to know that. And it's the truth. The virus is real.
Yeah.
COVID-19 is real. But the stuff that was surrounded by the inflating of the numbers, how they were doing the testing, how is it some people are going in to be tested, and then they test positive, and then they can test 5 minutes later, it comes out negative. Or swabs are being sent in that hadn't even been swabbed up the nose, and they come back positive.
Or somebody gets killed in a motorcycle accident, and they count it as COVID.
That's COVID.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you see, I look at this as crimes against humanity is what I look at.
That's right.
So this is crazy.
Well, even worse yet is the impingement on our liberties. I mean, here we are. We're locked down. We're wearing masks. You know, the people, you know, I don't know ever in the history of humanity have we locked down healthy people.
No, listen, back in 2018, 1.5 million people died of tuberculosis. I don't remember wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember them locking the country down.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
right.
But now they want to lock the country down for something with a 98% recovery rate have therapeutic medicines to treat it. Why are they trying to hide the therapeutic medicines? What's wrong with the FDA?
That's right.
You know, why are they giving Bill Gates such a big voice about vaccines, but they won't give the doctors with PhDs a voice to let them know, hey, this is the treatment that I've used.
That's right. And when did the virus go to school to learn how to count 6 feet?
That's right.
Now, you all may be wearing masks, but for Silk, I thank God for my mask, which is my face, my nose, my nostrils, my mouth, and my eyes.
And if God wanted us to wear a mask, why did he create his nostrils?
That's right.
I mean, I'm looking at all of this here. These are common sense. Listen, I'm not trying to throw any daggers. These are common sense.
And to each his own.
Sense.
To each his own who chooses to wear it.
If you want to wear a mask, we say wear one. We don't like people making it mandatory for someone to do something.
That's a muzzle. It's a muzzle, and that's turning our country into a communist country just like China.
Right.
Well, we're being controlled here. Well, the thing is, didn't you learn in science? I did when I was a little kid in science, is that we breathe in oxygen, which is a gift from the plants, right?
And we
exhale carbon dioxide. Why do we want carbon dioxide staying close to our face with a mask covering?
That's right. You're rebreathing carbon dioxide. You're rebreathing in your breath. And God forbid if your breath stinks. You're rebreathing in your breath. And it's deteriorating people's gums. It's to make you even sicker, and it could cause more respiratory issues. But see, what I don't understand, if you got all of these scientists and scientists that's been a scientist for over 30 years, even I know that, and I'm not a scientist.
Right.
Right. Because common sense still reigns amongst the people that want to still hold on to common sense, Diamond and Silk, right? And you know, and this is so much about why I believe your voice is so important, is that you're reminding people of common sense. It's okay to be reasonable, right?
It's okay to be reasonable, think with your own mind, but it's not okay to allow people that's in these governmental entities, I call them the deep state, who are pushing, I think, crimes against humanity to shut us up and shut us down and make us think that we can't say anything. Listen, they came out and they said black people was disproportionately affected by this. The antenna went up. The hairs on our necks stood up. Wait a minute. Because we're black women at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
How does disproportionately affect us? And then once Diamond and Silk, we started talking about it, now you want to say, oh, we're spreading misinformation. Oh, it's conspiracy theory. But now, when we told you that the numbers was being inflated, that was back in March, is that conspiracy theory now a theory? Because now it's a fact. It is true.
We got to leave it right there, ladies. Look forward to having you back. You're always welcome. The book available, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch, available at all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. You are such a blessing. I so appreciate you, too. All the best. God bless you. Okay.
This report is sponsored by Eli Lilly and Company. Eli Lilly and Company is committed to supporting those living with diabetes and recognizes the importance of having access to insulin. In response to the COVID-19 crisis, Lilly has expanded its insulin access options for those needing extra help. If you have commercial insurance or no insurance, the Lilly Insulin Value Program allows you to fill your monthly prescription of Lilly insulin for $35. Additionally, for individuals enrolled in government insurance programs, such as Medicare Part D, Lilly has made three insulin options available at half the list price. All of these resources are available through the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center. If you need support or would like additional information, please visit insulinaffordability.com or call the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center at 833-808-1234. Representatives can help determine whether the Lilly Insulin Value Program, an insulin with a lower list price, or another option is the best financial choice. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Laura making landfall near Cameron, Louisiana, with maximum sustained winds of 150 miles an hour. Those winds weakening a bit in the past hour, and parts of southeast Texas are thankful to have been missed by the worst of the storm. Jefferson County spokesperson Allison Getz says the Golden Triangle region around Beaumont was extremely lucky.
We're praying for the folks in Louisiana who have seemed to sustain the significant damage during the storm. I don't know why, but it appears like we've dodged a bullet.
California firefighters making progress in their battle against wildfires as tens of thousands continue to evacuate. Over 700 fires have started in the state in the past 2 weeks, and 7 people have died in the fires. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
So what are your thoughts about the RNC convention, how it's been going? Quite the contrast, I would say. And, you know, of course, no doubt, you know, it's all in the eye of the beholder, right? So if you're a Democrat, you probably look at what's going on with Republicans and you get critical over every word. And, you know, even I was listening, I was traveling last night from lower Southern California, San Diego area, and coming up to Long Beach, California. And so I was listening to NPR and, you know, interesting to get diverse views. And I would definitely agree with those that say, look, we need to broaden our perspective. If you're only focused in on, you know, one perspective and one thought, you know, this is what the cancel culture wants to do, is to eradicate contravening thought and conversation. As Jordan Peterson says, and even Dr. Wilfred Riley, who was on earlier, you end up kind of siloing yourself when you cancel other people out. And when you silence yourself, you're limited to just how smart you are, because you're left with your own thoughts as opposed to hearing other people's thoughts and sharpening up your blade and your arguments and that sort of thing and expanding your knowledge. You know, this is why our founding fathers made the First Amendment the First Amendment, you know, the right to free speech and all these other good things that go along with it, but particularly free speech. This cancel culture that we're in, we've got to get beyond this. And it's ironic, isn't it? You know, and quite rich that the cancel culture would be born out of the very facilities and universities and higher levels of academia that you would want, that you would want a higher train of thought and conversation to come out of, but they say, no, we're going to go ahead and, kind of kneecap ourselves by canceling people that we don't agree with. Well, Boris Epstein joins us now, and we're going to switch over to the RNC. Boris Epstein is with us. He is a Trump 2020 strategic advisor, and we're going to switch over and discuss last night's RNC convention. Boris, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thanks so much. Great to be with you. Very exciting days.
Well, yeah, it has been three exciting days. Of course, tonight is the official acceptance of the nomination of the Republican Party by President Trump.
That's right, and it's going to be a wonderful, robust, strong speech, just like this whole week has been. I mean, Bill, it's been so interesting to compare and compare. Last, right, the DNC put on what I like to call a socialist snooze fest. It was boring, it was radical, and frankly, it was useless to the American people. And this week, the Republican Party, under President Trump's leadership, has brought out such a broad spectrum of support. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had Mr. Alvarez, the Cuban American from Miami, talking about the dangers of socialists. We've had the AG Daniel Cameron from Kentucky speaking directly to Joe Biden and saying, "No, all black people are not the same. And if I don't support you, Joe Biden, that doesn't mean I'm not black." And we've had Kimberly Guilfoyle, Don Jr., a wonderful, inspiring speech by the First Lady on Tuesday from the Rose Garden, where I had the honor of being there for that speech. So it's been a great week, and last night at Fort McHenry, of course, the Vice President, and then being joined by the President, the First Lady, and the Second Lady, Karen Pence. The Vice President underscored all the successes of this administration, especially as we get through this China virus COVID-19 plague, and underlined all the failures of Joe Biden. So that has been the buildup, and tonight is the culmination with President Trump.
Exactly. Well, you know, what I have seen, Boris, and tell me if you're catching on to the same thing, is that I've seen the evolution of both parties. Last week, you saw the clear expose, and I think the value and the takeaway of the DNC was they made it really well known what their interest is. And it's all along, it really hasn't changed. It's just gotten more aggressive and more pronounced. There's no hope and change, charm. It's just, here it is. We want to take over the government. We want to tell you how to live. We're going to tax the heck out of you. We're going to kill energy. Enjoy energy independence while you can get away with it, because we're going to take over. And it's like they defined themselves as hard lefties beyond what we could imagine. On the other hand, on the Republican side, what you see them going back to is first principles of conservatism. And what I'm hearing from my conservative friends is that it's good to be conservative once again.
That's right, Bill. We're putting America first. We're rebuilding the American national security. We're giving America that energy independence that you mentioned. We're standing up to China. And we're including anybody and everybody in America in our movement. I mean, you had Clarence Henderson, who was part of the sit-ins during desegregation, speaking yesterday about the strength of Donald Trump. You had Rick Grenell, who was the first gay cabinet member appointed, of course, by Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. You had Laura Trump, Kimberly Guilfoyle, a bunch of Kellyanne Conway, Kayleigh McEnany. Look at all the strong women who the President Trump has surrounded himself with and appointed the highest positions of government. And the First Lady spoke about that so eloquently at the Rose Garden on Tuesday. Anything and everything the pathetic Dems throw at this president is total nonsense, and this week has proven it. While on the flip side, to your point, the Dems continue to prove themselves to be radicals. They had Linda Sarsour, the hateful anti-Semite friend of Louis Farrakhan, at their DNC daytime programming, then try to distance themselves. And then what did we find out this week? That they piled right back up to her and said, "Oh, sorry, distanced ourselves." They try to do that on the hush. These are today's Democrats. They're racist, they're anti-Semites, and they're hateful.
Mm-hmm. Well, interesting. Speaking of McEnany, her story was just absolutely genuine and precious. And this is what we heard over and over again, Boris, is real life interactions from this president. And as Kaylee related, I mean, here she's going in for a mastectomy, had to make a very difficult decision, said that she had met the president a couple times, but it was Ivanka that first called her and wished her well. And then she said no sooner she got off the phone with Ivanka than the president. She goes, the president of the United States called me. I mean, I casually met him a couple of times, and for him to reach out to me like that was, was really special for her.
That's who this president is. And I've had the honor of knowing him and his family for a long time now. And he and his family are uplifting. They're positive. They're supportive. They're loving. And they truly, as the first lady said, have America in their hearts.
Yes.
And they have Americans in their hearts. And that description is who they are. And it's such an honor for me to know them personally and to serve this president and to do all I can to get him reelected on November 3rd.
You know, Boris, that is consistent with what I hear from people who know the president, what you just shared. It is consistent, not what the media would want us to believe about this president, how he has, attended and been, listening to people, whether it is, second chance, opportunities. I mean, the pardon the other night was just, if that didn't bring you to tears, I don't know what. What else it would take. I mean, here is a fellow human being, someone who has paid the price, who has gone out and taken his life experience and is helping others, and the president extends him a full pardon. I mean, that was awesome.
That was amazing. The naturalization ceremony was amazing. President Trump speaking to first responders was so moving. This has been a week which has showcased the president and his administration for who he and the administration really are, which are people who work day in, day out for the betterment of America and Americans, while Democrats just want to cling to power, grab power, will stay and do anything. And look at Joe Biden, supposed to be a Catholic, but he's pro-choice. What gives? How do you square that circle? Doesn't make any sense.
No, well, it's in Congress, and the same thing as it is with Nancy Pelosi and other would-be Catholics.
Right.
I've heard anecdotally, in some cases, there's some bishops that would refuse to serve communion to Joe Biden because of that particular stand. That is against God's law. It's against the Catholic Church, and you can't square that up. You just have to call it for what it is, and it's a it definitely is a character flaw, no doubt about it. Well, Boris, I look forward to tonight. Should be a great night and a great way to wrap up this convention. Boris Epstein has been our guest, American Republican. Political strategist
Dan
Banker
Perkins
manager.
Here for your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans. Tip of the day: the VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying: when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in the languages people were born to speak.
The threat of kidnappings is prevalent in Nigeria, where thousands of Christians are facing persecution as they trust in and glorify God with encouragement from the Tide Ministry's Gospel Radio Project. One listener wrote, "A month ago, my younger sister was kidnapped with her daughter. I prayed without ceasing, sewed without ceasing, evangelized without ceasing, danced without ceasing, and today God has set my sister and her daughter free. I came to give him all the glory." A high crime rate, poverty, unemployment, plus tribal and religious tension create dangerous living conditions. Christians often become easy targets because they stand in contrast to the surrounding suspicion and violence. Nigerian Christians desperately need our prayer and support.
to read more inspiring stories about how Jesus is touching lives through the Tide Radio Ministry in Nigeria, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, we got to play his theme music. If you don't play his theme music, he doesn't come on, and then we get disappointed. He's Steve Evans, the movie guy. He's up next.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
And live from Hollywood, California, yes, the movie capital of the world, the one and only Steve Evans joins us now. Steve-o, how we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine. We have a movie here called Project Power coming out this weekend. It's out on Netflix right now, as a matter of fact. 60% recommending this one. Have you heard about it?
No, I haven't.
Jamie Foxx, Joseph yes. Gordon-Levitt. We got Dominic Fishback in this one. Interesting concept. Now, this is about an ex-soldier, a teen, and a cop colliding in New Orleans as they hunt for the source behind a dangerous new pill that grants users temporary superpowers. You see this? It gives these people temporary superpowers. They have powers that last about 5 minutes. And the problem is you don't know exactly what superpower you're going to have. I mean, you could take the pill, you could be invisible, or you could be super strong, or whatever. It's kind of a roll of the dice. But
it's like modern-day LSD here, huh?
What kind? Well, the problem is, I think, with LSD, you only thought you were super powerful. This actually is the real deal. It gives you the superpowers. Would you take that pill?
Oh, yeah, good question, huh? No, yeah. I wouldn't. Because I'm a control person. I don't want to be out of control. I mean, it's like rolling the dice here. You don't know what you're going to, you know.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's true. It looks really cool, though. Great cinematography in this. It's written by Mattson Tomlin, directed by Henry Joost and Ariel Schulman. Looks really terrific. 60% recommending, and that is out on Netflix this weekend.
What superpower would you want? Would you take the pill?
Well, it would depend upon the circumstances, I guess. I'm kind of like you. I'd like to know what I'm getting into for that 5 minutes.
That would be like dancing with Nancy Pelosi. You don't know what you got until you start dancing with her, I guess, you know?
Well,
just saying.
Whatever.
That would be an interesting superpower. My superpower is dancing with Nancy Pelosi. Oh, my goodness. Can I take it back? Just kidding.
Who would lead? That's the question. All right, let's talk about the personal history of David Copperfield. 94% recommending. This was the opening film for the Toronto Film Festival last year. It's been sitting on the shelf for a year. They're finally rolling it out this weekend. I've been doing some research. I think eventually it is going to show up on Amazon, but they're saying this, there's going to be a theatrical release. And I'm going, wow. Where are these theaters? I'm not sure which. I mean, we've got the drive-ins, but as far as I know, I don't think any actual theaters are opening at this point. But
yeah, they're all virtual at this point. But, hey, David Copperfield always has a tendency to disappear anyway, so what difference does it make, right?
Well, I guess you're right there.
I'm just saying.
From birth to infancy, from adolescence to adulthood, the good-hearted David Copperfield is surrounded by kindness and wickedness and poverty and wealth, as we know from reading the book, right?
Mm-hmm.
He meets an array of remarkable characters in Victorian England as he sets out to be a writer in his quest for family, friendship, romance, and status. The story of his life is the most seductive at all. We have a great cast here. Dev Patel, Barnard, Anaran Barnard is the man's name. Yes, mm-hmm. Peter Capaldi, Daisy May Cooper, that's an easy one to pronounce. And like I say, 94% are recommending. It could be showing up on a pay-per-view platform if you have DirecTV or Spectrum or Infinity or one of those. You might want to check that.
Now, is this novelesque or is this true to his life story?
I believe this is novelesque.
Okay, all right, good.
I believe, yes. But you can check out the trailer if you'd like. Personal history, David Copperfield.
Okay.
And then we have
the almost personal history of David Copperfield. Then. Okay.
Perhaps, right.
Yeah, okay.
Somewhat
inquiring people want to know, that's all.
Absolutely. We have one called The One and Only Ivan. Now, 67% are recommending. This has been out for a couple of weeks on Disney Plus, and it's getting really good reviews. It's one of these. Well, you want to have a box of tissues nearby because, you know, this is going to, you're going to be, tearing up a bit in this one. They're saying this is kind of a cross between Dumbo. Remember that movie?
I was going to say, that's exactly what I was thinking of. You know.
They're saying it's a cross between Dumbo and Born Free.
Wow.
But the situation now is we have this computer-generated imagery, as we witnessed in The Lion King, the last Lion King, where these animals look real these days, right? Mm-hmm. So we have the gorilla and elephants and things like that that really look real.
Mm-hmm.
It's a live-action film, so you have the animals and actual people interacting here. And it's a wild effect. It's getting a lot of views on Disney+.
Are the animals all scruffy-looking like they were in Lion King?
They are. When I looked at the trailer, I didn't notice that they
were scruffy. This is the thing. You know, we've been so spoiled because of Disney and everything they've done, Pixar, the way they do this animation and stuff. Everything is so clean. It's so perfect. You know, like the women we see, you know, they're just perfect. And then when we see the real thing, it just reminds me of the time. I remember the first time I had In-N-Out Burgers. And,
I wonder where you're going.
Well, I am. I know. I'm getting reckless here, and I know you got the hook. You're getting ready to yank on me for this month.
I can hardly wait to hear the end of this story.
So, and I may get to it too. So, In-N-Out Burgers, the first time I go, and all of a sudden I'm tasting what is a French fry. I'm going, this is really odd tasting because my taste buds and everything had already been adjusted fully to McDonald's French fries. They bleached their French fries, right? And all of a sudden, I'm going, what is it? And my buddy goes, that's the way a French fry actually is supposed to taste.
That's right.
And, you know, and so to me, it's kind of like this. It's the In-N-Out French fry dilemma with animation, and then you have the real life.
When you're faced with the real thing.
In-N-Out,
that's what a French fry is all about.
Exactly.
Yes.
And they're not necessarily scruffy, but, you know, here they are in this particular case. They're just a bit scruffy. And that's
exactly.
My humble opinion.
These animals look very well groomed, to
okay,
your
good.
Point.
All right, good. Yeah, because I want well-groomed animals. I want scruffy animals.
Check out the trailer. It's The One and Only Ivan, 67% out on Disney+. Then another one called Chemical Hearts. This has been getting a lot of talk. It's 55% are recommending. It's out on Amazon this weekend. Here's the story. You got a 17-year-old. His name is Henry Page, played by Austin Abrams. He's never been in love, but he fancies himself as a romantic. But the kind of once-in-a-lifetime love he's been hoping for just hasn't happened. And then on the first day of his senior year, he meets the transfer student, Grace Town, played by Lily Reinhart. Always the transfer student that enters the scene, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it seems like his life is about to change. And when Grace, the transfer student, and Henry are chosen to co-edit the school newspaper, he's immediately drawn to the mysterious newcomer. And as he learns the heartbreaking secret that has changed her life, he finds himself falling in love with her. or at least the person he thinks she is.
Ooh.
There you go. Chemical Hearts, 55% out on Amazon. Lily Reinhart and Austin Abrams in that one. And then, you know, you, Bill, you may have been wondering, when in the world are they going to release a sequel to Bill and Ted's Excellent?
You have no idea how many nights I've been up just tossing and turning with
wondering
that mere thought and wonder in my mind when that was going to happen again.
Well, you may recall Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure came out way back in 1989. So if you want to do the math, that's over 30 years. So the original, of course, about this couple of airhead rock star wannabes, they're faced with the breakup of their band as a result of poor grades. Well, help comes along in the form of an emissary from the future who takes them to the past to meet the people that they have been studying about. Starring Alex Winter and Keanu Reeves as Bill and Ted, and of course, George Carlin was in the original as well. That came out way back in 1989. Well, they're back. Bill and Ted, Face the Music, out on Fandango this weekend. Also, all the pay-per-view platforms. The stakes are even higher than ever for the time-traveling exploits of William Bill S. Preston Esquire and Theodore Ted Logan. Yet to fulfill their rock and roll destiny, now the middle-aged best friends set out on an all-new adventure when a visitor from the future warns them that only their song can save life as we know it. Are you with me on all this?
I'm tracking with you. I mean, what is it about these two?
You have to suspend belief a bit for this.
Well, but that's okay. I mean, we probably need to suspend belief a little bit these days.
Yes.
But there's just something about these two characters.
Yeah.
You know, Yeah, I don't know. The chemistry, you know, just the way they relate to one another, and it's goofy as all get out. I mean, it was something even with Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. It was just so goofball-y out there. It was hard for me to relate to, but I thought, well, you know, but there's just something that just draws you into
there.
Yeah.
Some chemistry there.
Maybe the air guitar. Maybe that's what it was, air guitar.
Maybe it's called Bill and Ted Face the Music out this weekend. You may want to check that out. Now, of course, you may have heard, we're in the political season.
Oh, no, really? Not. Really?
Yes,
we are?
Indeed.
Oh, wow.
And that's why we talked about it.
I was hoping you were going to wake me up after it was over.
Me too, man. this is a movie called Boys State, 94% recommending. We talked about this a while back. It's out on Apple TV. It did win the grand jury prize at Sundance. But it is apropos for the time that we're living through, right? Mm-hmm. Boys State is a political coming-of-age story examining the health of American democracy through an unusual experiment. You have 1,000 17-year-old boys from across Texas gather together to build a representative government from the ground up. You have high-minded ideals colliding with low-down dirty tricks as four boys of diverse backgrounds and political views navigate the challenges of organizing political parties, shaping consensus, and campaigning for the highest office at Texas Boys State, the office of governor. Now, it makes me wonder, how come it's only boys? Because
yes.
From what I've heard, women do have the right to vote. So it seems like it should be just Texas State, including both boys and girls. But that's the deal. And it is very interesting. Critics love it, 94%, taking a look at how this all shakes out. Your thoughts, Bill?
Well, no doubt that I think we'll have a boys and girls state because I like what's happening in our body politic is we have more women, you know, coming to the forefront here. And I said, hey, that's awesome. You know, the more the merrier, you know.
Yes, I agree.
I'm very optimistic about this because we need that balance on all levels because that's what politics demands. It demands our First Amendment right to be able to express ourselves. And that is
government, right?
Exactly. You got it. He is the movie guy, Steve Evans. Thank you, Steve-O.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.